I'm going to go in Jeff Walmsley's truck. Pretty cool. All right, yeah, neat. I went digging in. You know, he's a rock star, so there's guitars and stuff laying all over the place. And, you know, picks and dead hook. I mean, sorry, Jeff. No, I didn't mean that. I was just kidding. But, yeah, retrieved the power bar and the cable, the long cable, and we were up and cooking. We got everything fired up and ready to go. And that's
nice
when...
Guy.
Yeah, Chris, Jeff's a great guy, isn't he, Chris?
Yeah.
Very nice guy. I mean, as busy as this guy was all day long, and he was...
Yeah, he was hopping, man. He was running around every place there.
He was busy. This guy, you guys are right, man. He was... He sat down with us, if you listen to the archive from the little thing we put together. He was literally like... You know, he really wanted to talk to us, but at the same time, he had like 5,000 other things to do. So I could tell as we're talking to him, he's just like, "Yeah, uh-huh."
And
he's looking all over the place, and
the things that are falling apart.
Yeah, exactly.
He's sitting there.
But yeah, he was very busy, but he hooked us up with that. I mean, that really in the long scope of things, I'm sure it's like, well, it wasn't a big deal, Scott. Well, that was very helpful to us. It really saved us, and it saved us probably about 15, 20 bucks. So
right.
It was very cool of him to do that.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. That's what it's all about, man. You got us, Chris. We're all about the money here. So the day, basically, what I want to do, though, is open this up to John and Chris and Elmer, because we've talked a little bit already about what we've done. We'll talk more about it, too. But what did you guys do? Because you guys were kind of out running around, kind of checking the place out. What happened? I mean, who wants to go first?
Well, Elmer, want to run first?
You guys can.
Oh, we're so gracious to each other. Half hour of saying, no, you first. No, you first.
You.
Oh, great. We're going to start talking over yourself. You go for the train wreck. Well, Chris and I were strolling around quite a bit. We're taking a lot of different pictures because it's the first time we've ever been down there, actually. We actually kind of scoped out the day before. We got there early, so we're kind of driving around, checking out.
We took in the beautiful nuclear power plant and the coal burning factory.
Okay.
And discovered the true, origin of the Mothman. Just a horrible mutant.
Yeah.
Let's see. We also strolled around during the festival. We went, looked around where the bridge was, the structure near the river. Looked at the train track bridge, actually, too, just kind of curiosity, see what, if there were similar structures, and took some photos of that. We went and actually looked at the... Well, went to the theater.
Yeah, we listened to some of the speakers, and we talked to the comic book guy, or I talked to the comic book
guy. Oh, Chad. Chad Lambert,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool guy. It was a pleasure for us to meet Chad Lambert ourselves that day also. We've had him on the show a couple times. And very, very, it was a complete pleasure and honor to actually sit and talk with Chad. He's a very cool guy. And we actually have the poster for his newest comic books. It's sitting right next to me, as a matter of fact, on the wall here at the Haunted Winery. So, yeah, Chad's very cool.
Yeah, so we kind of floated around, and then later on, Chris was grabbing all the women to be, and all the people to be on your interviewed.
Right, I was helping Bonnie out. We helped get the beauty queen for your show.
You guys were great. You guys were totally great on that. Because, we're like, okay, we get a break. Nope, we don't get a break. Okay, here we go again. And we're back. But, hey,
I worked all day. I know.
We worked hard that day.
You guys had a lot of people. I mean, and I was taking pictures. I was trying to get pictures of, I know Bonnie's there more times, and she's rarely in the photos because she's always behind the camera. So I was trying to get some pictures here and there of what's going on, different angles.
That's the one thing about Bonnie's roll of film that I'm really going to be just laughing at when we get it up there. And Doug commented on this when we were actually looking at the little camera output. You can look at the back of the camera. Every single shot we have sitting behind our little Ghostly Talk mock booth thing we had going was of Bonnie went and bought this big blow up green alien guys, and I fell in love with this alien. It's in
we saw the pictures. We know the love.
It's in my bed right now, waiting for me so lusciously until the show's over with. But I, this alien became like
the green alien gal.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we gave the green alien
sort of asexual, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah.
There you go.
We gave the green alien a T-shirt though, and we just kind of stood it up behind us.
Elmer helped put that T-shirt on.
So yeah, we just kind of.
Okay, you grab its arm. Hold it down.
The alien was not very cooperative about that.
It did not want to wear clothes.
But this thing's in every single picture. Every single
shot.
What's that?
Nothing.
It did not want to wear clothes just like Scott.
I'm wearing clothes right now.
First time an alien's ever been probed by a human.
this thing's in every picture, though.
It's more of a...
It's such a bright green color that I had to color correct all my photos with the camera. Because I take a picture, and it was like trying to color correct, so everyone looks bright red.
Oh, God.
It was such a bright picture, so I had to adjust the camera manually. and change all the color corrections. So when I took a picture, it would be like it wasn't this horrible, you know, washed out color.
Like we all had like really high blood pressure or something.
Calm down.
Like we drank way too much the night before or something. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, that picture, that little alien guy was a real, real good friend of the show all day long. And actually, it rode with us, like, obviously, back here, and it's sitting here in the haunted winery looking over everything.
Oh, my gosh. When it was sometime, you know, driving back, when we'd hit either bumpy patches or just long, boring stretches, it would decide to squeak.
Yeah, oh, God.
Squeak, 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 squeak. And so we had to tease it about that.
All weekend we had to hear that thing squeaking.
It would not stop. It just was so excited, I guess.
It's a beautiful... Elmer, what'd you do? What happened with you that? I mean, you kind of went out. You and Chris kind of did your thing.
Well,
too.
You know what? Before we talk about Elmer and Chris,
yeah.
You know what else John and Chris did, right?
What was that?
They went and ate.
They went and ate.
Yeah.
Where they eat?
Oh, you saw one photo. You have no proof of being eating. Come on.
I have photo of them, or I saw a photo of them in a diner.
Well, we went to the Harris Steakhouse because it was modeled after the thing. So we got some photos in there, and we sat, got water, and I brought you guys candy. Come on,
oh,
I'm
right.
Your food.
He brought us dinner. We forgot about that.
Boy, did we need that.
Yeah, nothing like that. You know, a couple of double peanut butter flavored Reese's peanut butter cups to pep you up and keep you going.
It helped.
Hey, it was quality. So you're trying to turn me in, and I was trying to do nice things. I see how it is. But yes, we did go to the diner.
We worked. They lined up like four guests and said, okay.
See you later. We're going to eat now. Like, yeah. Oh, great. Okay. But, Elmer, you and Chris kind of did your thing also. You guys kind of cruised around. What did you guys get to check out?
Well, let's see. The normal stuff. We made fun of you guys for at least 2 or 3 hours.
All right.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see. Then we walked around a little bit. Well, before we walked around, we actually left to make sure we knew where the TNT area was. Mm-hmm. The TNT area that we knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found that right away.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it from you girls.
Why? That's all we did all night for 2 hours. But then I remembered, wait a minute, what else are we going to do, you know?
Yeah.
So let's drive around the TNT area.
Come on.
It's traffic.
With all of our teeth in West Virginia, we can't hide. No, we can't party.
Sometimes there were actually traffic jams in the TNT area. It was wild that night.
It was very
absolutely
interesting.
Absolutely packed.
What else did you guys check out, Elmer?
Let's see, we walked around the booths, made fun of you guys some more.
And you helped out a lot too. I mean,
you did.
You were there to go get Bonnie some Mountain Dew.
Very important job.
Right.
Yes.
And that kept her going. She kept then going and getting more and more and more guests to interview.
Mm-hmm.
That was a guest filled day, definitely.
I think it was like 7 or 8 people we talked to.
Wow.
Did you guys know when the History Channel thing is going to be broadcast? Do you guys know?
No idea. No idea. We signed the waivers, and you know, that's pretty much the last we're going to probably hear about it for a little while. And then somebody will grab us or call us or email us like in 10 years and go, hey, man, you guys are on the History Channel. I'm like, I don't even talk to Doug and Will anymore. What are you talking about?
History Channel? What the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, what's that?
Mothman? I don't know.
That's probably anti-history.
That's my drinking days, I guess.
That'll be like when I'm in the seminary, you know, and I've shaved my head completely, and I worship...
silent.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that happening.
I worship some cat-shaped creature or something. I don't know. That'll be 10 years from now. That's what I see happening with me. So basically, Elmer, you spent...
Vision.
What's that? I'm sorry.
A sad vision. You're going to shave your head, go to a monastery, and worship some cat-like creature. That's really pathetic.
I talked to the psychic this week, and that's what I was told is going to happen.
Like a $2 psychic?
Yeah, I tossed her a 5-spot.
Oh,
it's not my future.
The great Baldo, those machines. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Sure is. Card flies out.
Here's your future employment. Wonderful. But so, Elmer, you basically made fun of us all day. Thank you very much for that. We needed that emotional support.
Hey, well, you know, I got a new nickname now.
What's that?
The support ho, support ho.
Yeah, because
that's right.
Yeah, he supported the support ho.
Yes, he made sure that she had the, you know, 20 ounces.
That would make him a third tier then. He'd be a third party.
Third tier? See,
that's how big we're getting. We have third party suppliers now helping us out. See, we actually, you know, we have to hire out help for the help nowadays. It's wonderful. We've grown beyond mass importance. Unfortunately, we can't pay anybody yet, but
right,
we're working on that. Sorry. So, anything else did you see, Elmer?
I'm still looking for the nuclear power plant that everybody keeps talking about.
What, up on 71 there?
No nuke power plant, just a power plant.
Well, there's those huge friggin' stacks, and I thought that would be a giveaway.
Nah, that's like hydro.
It's hydro? It's a hydro plant, huh?
That is not hydro.
There's
junk.
There's a lot of steam in hydro plants.
That's not... Yeah.
Well, I don't know what exactly... It's not a nuke plant, I'll tell you that much.
It is not nuke. That is for sure.
No.
But it is definitely some kind of nasty power plant.
Yeah, it didn't look too good.
I think it might be coal. I'm not for sure what it is.
Coal? I don't know.
Really
coal burn white?
About something that's not white. You know, the smoke was not.
I think they
white.
Burn human carcasses or something because it is just not.
It's a cadaver power plant.
It's not clean looking.
Yeah,
sure.
That's why it smells so nice around there.
Like barbecue.
Barbecue. Oh God. Well, we spent the whole day there. Though. We
and then at the end, after interviewing all those folks, and
we had to go do our
thing. All that fun. We had to go do a little speech thing, and that was cool. And we got to talk to some really cool people. Oh wait, let me find out.
Uh-oh. What's Doug doing?
Oh, the one from the SciCan or whatever.
Yeah.
Robin
Platt Bennett. I think her name was.
Robin Pyatt Bellamy.
You guys were close.
You got Robin down. We were first name basis.
You guys were close.
And
it's all Chris. I got a memory like Swiss cheese. She remembers all the stuff.
And she's of PsyCan, which is PSICAN.org.
Okay.
PsyCan.org. And I really want to get in touch with her, too. I should dash off an email because I've got her email address and find out what she experienced because she stayed at the low.
Mm-hmm.
In a like a third floor suite or something like that where it was supposed to be haunted, so I want to find out what happened to that.
Mm-hmm.
She did some really good speeches. We caught both of them actually.
She did. Mm-hmm. She was really great.
Yeah.
Well, is that the woman from Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that woman. I talked to her for at least a half hour or so.
Did you?
She's very charismatic. She was very good. She knows what she has her opinions. And she knows why she likes them, and it's very good. She's not like, you know...
Wishy-washy.
Yeah, wishy-washy. She's very...
Not like me, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Doug, you're so good. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa.
I'm fishing for compliments.
Oh.
But no, the...
bad internet radio host.
Yeah, bad internet radio host. But no, she is absolutely amazing. I talked to her the year before as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to talk to her the year before, and then I talked to her again this year, but only briefly because at that point we were running out to go to.
Hillbilly
we got
dog.
The Wheaties.
Well, we looked pretty bad all day long though too, because we all were clad in Ghostly Talk T-shirts.
Yeah.
We actually, John and Elmer actually had their shirts on too, and so all day.
Excuse me. Hold on. I was forced to wear my shirt.
I did tell you. I'm like, you will be wearing uniform that day. That's the bottom line. You will be in full uniform, which is the Ghostly Talk T-shirt.
Right.
Big huge uniform apparently. But we all looked pretty. I think it was. We had a good time doing that. I mean, a lot of people. We got to talk to a lot of wonderful people.
I talked to people there who had heard of us, and I thought that was like amazing.
Yeah. Who? What? You know me? What?
I heard that episode. Oh, okay. Well, leave the CD then.
Give me that.
So, we also got her talk about Ellen Rosemary Guiley. Brilliant woman.
Rosemary Ellen Guiley.
Very cool. Yeah, we mentioned her, I think, last week when we got back. Yeah, very cool to
She's
talk to her.
She's on our schedule for next
She's going to be... Yeah, we'll leak that one. She's going to be here. She's going to be on the show in November.
Mm-hmm.
She's a dark-haired woman?
It's blonde-haired lady.
Okay, I was right.
She was directly across from us, right next to Chad Lambert.
Yeah, that's right. She seemed really cool. You listened to her speech as well.
Yeah, she. I got to walk. I walked by there because we were like, you know, between guests. I got to hit the bathroom real quick, and I got to listen to her. And she was actually talking about vampires.
Elmer, did you get to talk to Susan Shepherd?
Yeah.
next topic. Yeah.
Yeah.
fill it back up with gasoline. Okay, go ahead, Elmer.
I got to talk to Susan Shepherd for a bit, and that was impressive. I like her, and she does the Parkersburg ghost tours, which is something that I'd love to go on. Because Parkersburg, remember, Will, was, didn't it say it, like, was voted the most evil downtown or something?
Something like that.
It was something absolutely insanely bizarre.
Yeah.
On, of course, you know, the Shadowlands, which, of course, is always true.
Yeah.
Because it's on the internet.
Yeah, it's actually a city built on a city.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is pretty freaky in and of itself.
Well, yeah. You, I mean, this is downtown Parkersburg we're talking about now?
Right, that's a little bit north of Point Pleasant.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know I saw her bouncing around, and I wanted to stop and talk to her for a few minutes, but then we had another guest to talk to, so I had to go back to the booth.
The lady from Ohio. Who's the lady from Ohio?
Oh, Michelle.
Don't we have a DVD or something?
Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
I want to borrow that. I'll trade you the one that I brought back today about the Bellwitch.
Oh, thank you. Can I watch that tonight now?
You can watch that.
You are so sweet, yeah. Doug. Thank you.
I'll trade you that for the Ohio one.
So I'm going to see that one for like a month then, right?
Right.
No? Okay, cool. All right. As long as we know we have a schedule here, that's no problem.
That'll be my October return.
We need to talk about what happened after the Mothman
Festival. Right. I didn't get to talk with... hang on, let me... Because I'm trying to remember all these names, and I'm just, like, losing it.
Doug's going into his mental...
Who's Dolphin? Oh, that's Dave. Never mind. I know who that is.
What are you looking for?
Robin. I didn't get to talk to Robin as long as I would have liked to because I ended up... we were going out to eat. How was that for a setup?
Beautiful. Thank you. We got in the trucks. Did we go back? I think we went back to the hotel for a minute just to, like... You know,
to wash our hands and stuff.
Yeah, throw some water on our face, kind of come down from the day, and we got back in the trucks.
We didn't know we should have put on, you know, full body suits or anything.
No.
We found that out later.
Yeah. So, got on the road, and what we were told...
just a half an hour away.
Just a half an hour away.
Yeah.
By jet.
Actually, Elmer said it was 15 minutes away.
Oh, really?
15 minutes
away. Hey, it would have been 15 if I didn't have to wait up for you.
Hey, I was driving 75 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone to keep up with you.
He was. You were, Will.
Yeah,
Will paced Elmer. Will did pace Elmer, and I know that because in between naps I was taking on the way there, I saw the speedometer, and it was like 70, 75 miles an hour. And that's what happened to me, is I kept nodding off. I was so tired by the end of the day from all that crap we did all day, stuff we did all
We did none of the crap all day.
No, all the stuff we did all day long, I was exhausted. So I was, you know, in and out of consciousness. Like,
me too.
I mean, just nodding back and forth.
In and out of consciousness.
Now, it was how long of a drive was it, Will? I mean, really?
I think it had to be about 40 minutes.
40 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, by this time, we're so hungry. We're like, oh, everything
yeah,
we see.
40 starving minutes.
40, exactly.
We were really hungry. And of course, we'd pass by.
And it was nothing. Well,
little hole in the walls, right?
Well, it was nothing, but it was like the backwoods of West Virginia.
Oh, my gosh.
So as soon as we saw.
I'm expecting to pull up on something on, you know, on par with like Andiamo's or something.
Well, yeah.
Or National Coney Island.
Well, yeah.
There.
As soon as we saw lights or something, we're like, food!
And I guess I was being unrealistic, because we pulled up on this thing.
Oh, there we go. So what happened?
A shack attached to a bus.
Bring it down slowly.
Two buses.
What happens? Well, yeah, what happens
bad
is...
car accident. I couldn't tell. Redneck trailer home meets bus. I couldn't tell.
Well, I woke up.
Two buses.
Yeah.
It was
attached to a shack of some kind.
Well, I woke up to that. I want to make this very clear. I woke up to this. I was like, okay, are we almost there? And I opened my eyes up, and in front of me is what we just described loosely. It was the most gaudy, beat up, spray painted mess of a building I've ever seen in my entire life.
And there was a hillbilly gas station too.
Yeah.
In tow.
And Will's going, here we are.
And I'm like, what is it? They serve food in this place, right? And we pull up and we park somewhere. It really wasn't a parking lot.
There was no parking lot. It was just sort of a... You just sort of park anywhere.
We pulled off the road.
We pulled off the road and just stopped somewhere. We didn't really park, like, you know, do any scientific thing, try to get in between the lines. We just pulled up and looked at the building some more and complete, like, oh, my God, what is this, right?
Between the weeds and the dead possum, we pull up.
Yeah. and we see the sign name, and we're gonna pimp them real good, man. Hillbilly hot dogs.
It was delicious. Oh my goodness, that was the best two hot dogs I've had in my whole life, and nobody had any GI problems.
No, I had no greasy after effects, so to say. I didn't have anything bad happen. It seemed
nobody
like
nobody did, and that's a lot for fast food.
Well, I have to
order.
Say the cheese fries were phenomenal.
Well, they
were. I don't know what the heck they do to them, because they were. First of all, there was a lot of them, and yeah. It was like real cheese instead of like goo, like at National.
Yeah,
it was actual cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing stuff. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the hot dogs too. I don't remember what kind I got, but
well, you know, we walked in there though. The door says come in for COME.
Okay, we've heard enough of the background. We got the weenies. We know.
Okay, we got the weenies. Would you loop that?
No, that's right. I strapped the website.
Oh, God. Well, we walk in there, though, and I mean, I think I was first one in, because I had to see this. I mean, I had to get in there as fast as possible. So I slid in there, and all it is like where you like get the food at. You know, you don't have a waiter. Waitress,
right.
You don't have any type of waitress.
Hole in the wall, really, yeah. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah, I walk in there, and the guy who was working there just goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Okay, there's a live person in here. Okay, great. This is cool. This is a start.
Yeah. This place can support, you know,
life.
Life signs.
Yeah, yeah, somewhat. There's oxygen in the building. Okay, cool.
Class M place. Okay.
Yeah." So,
like a planet.
Everybody piles in this place, though, and I mean, it's beyond explanation. Will, why don't you throw the website address out?
www.hillbillyhotdogs.com.
There you might be able to get some more insight into what we were...
We went to the one in, what's the name of the city?
Lesage.
Actually,
what's that?
Dressage?
Lesage.
Okay.
Elmer, help me out here.
Lesage. Okay, Lesage.
Yeah, I don't think they have very many French accents there where
no.
we went. So, Lesage.
So we get the menu.
And it really is all hot dogs. I mean,
it's all hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
I mean, they had, like, burgers, I guess, too, and they had, like, I mean, I even dare to say, I think they had a fish. They had a fish sandwich too.
But you can't get the burgers or the fish at a place called Hillbilly Hot Dogs. You have to go for the hot dogs.
Well, yeah, I think that's what their dish du jour is. Their
signature item.
Yeah, and they had everything. I mean, I wish we should have stole a menu or something. Because
I did. I stole two of them.
Do you have Do you have it available to you, John?
I could. I mean, I can go grab one.
Can you go grab one? Go grab them, will you?
Okay.
There's one on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website. You can buy franchises on the website, I think.
You can buy a franchise? Oh.
Yeah, they have two sites, don't they?
For $48.50, you can...
You have to supply the bus, though.
Yeah,
sorry.
You have to find the bus broken down at the side of the road. And they actually have the elite dining car I saw up on the hill.
Yeah.
That's coming soon. All they got to do is back it into this big mess and cut the back off, and then the elite dining car is going to be there.
That's for the VIPs.
That'll be for the VIPs. That's that beautiful blue bus or something that's up on the hill. It's not attached. It's not attached to the building yet, but as soon as it is, they're going to have like.
John, did you grab that menu?
I got the menu right now.
Just to illustrate what we were witness to as far as our dining experience this evening.
Well, a nice brown paper.
Nice brown paper.
The weenie song on there.
Yeah, you can sing the weenie song. Why don't you say,
and
John.
Tomatoes is spelled apostrophe M-A-T-E-R-S.
That's how you spell tomato.
Well, they have extra fixins, you know, the X-T-R-A fixins, and they have rabbit fixins, as in taco salads, side salads.
What kind of hot dogs do they have there, John? Just go
Oh, the hot dogs. You got to go for the classic stuff.
Yeah.
They have, of course, the hillbilly hot dog. A deep-fried hot dog with homemade chili sauce, mustard, and onions. The Snuffy Dog, Snuffy and Heat, Hound Dog, West Virginia Dog, the Buckeye Dog.
What's the flu shot one?
What was the flu shot?
Stacy's Flu Shot, a hot dog loaded with jalapenos topped with our homemade chili sauce. Stacy Nielda swears the flu shot will kill anything that... What's it say? Will kill anything that's alien in your head. I can't quite translate it. It's all in the West Virginia.
They have something called a nanner in your buns.
What's that one?
Oh, I got to find that
it's
one.
It's like a banana on a hot dog bun with chocolate sauce.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, nanner in your bun. Doesn't really translate it, I don't think, does it?
A nanner in your buns.
Yep.
I don't ask.
Well, I think... I think that. I think that's a good taste of, well, literally, a good taste of.
Yeah, that's a good smattering of the menu.
Hey, we had, what was it? The mac?
Oh, the mac wedges. It was fried chunks of mac and cheese. Deep fried.
Deep fried mac and cheese. It was probably took off 8 months of your life just having one of them.
They were really good, though.
Yeah.
The mac wedges.
Around. I know Will had some.
Mac wedges.
Mac wedges.
You know,
they're only $3.99.
A deal.
This is, are we going to cut this out and send it to him?
Oh, absolutely. That I think I had the pizza dog.
Oh, the pizza dog was wonderful.
The pizza dog and the steak
pizza
dog.
Pizza dog. Want to have the translation with the pizza dog?
Yeah,
is?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Pizza sauce all over the weenie, smothered in shredded cheese and melted. Then we take the pepperoni, fry it up, and put it on top.
Yeah. Oh, it was yummy. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Now I wish I would have tried it.
The steak dog. I had the steak dog also. That was wonderful. And I had the. I actually was the only person to get the onion rings. I think I got the onion rings. And I mean, you talk about greasy.
Yeah.
Greasy, wow. But they were wonderful.
We gotta go back next year.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, if you're into like really sitting down and getting a nice cold iced tea and having somebody serve you, Hillbilly Hot Dogs isn't your place. But. I mean, it was just.
But if you're into eating in a bus with a spider about the size of.
Yeah,
there was this.
You get a face hugger with this, you know, isn't that?
Yeah, this thing was a huge spider. I remember.
Yeah,
that. I think it was
huge.
It was,
orb weaver.
It was the size of a Lhasa Apso.
I think more of a Shih Tzu.
And it was watching me.
I should have
licking its little spider lips.
I should have pointed out to Doug. It was pretty funny. I'm like, hey, Doug,
read that or look at that.
Yeah, pointed. It goes, hey, Doug, look at this. And it's pointed across the entire bus.
Right, and of course, the entire bus is covered in graffiti.
Yeah, that's one thing, too, is you bring your marker in there.
Yeah, bring a Sharpie if you go there. That's
bring a Sharpie, and you write your name, you know, where nobody will ever see it, because there's so much graffiti up there that it's impossible to see. But people have written all over the walls in this place.
And all over the, any surface.
Any surface. Yeah,
anything that can be written on was written on.
Yes.
There's cats there. Names written on them, I swear.
So we need to thank Elmer for that little excursion, because that was his idea.
Yeah, thanks, Elmer.
That was good, Elmer, yes.
It was cool.
It turned out to be awesome.
Hey, I was
still on cloud nine from that.
It was
maybe it's a food coma. I'm not sure which.
Food coma. It was an interesting. It was unlike any dining experience I think I've ever had in my entire life.
Absolutely, totally road food-tastic.
Yeah,
that's the kind of experience you look for in your life when you're on the road.
Completely. I mean, you stop and you're in and out of that place.
I think the guys from Weird U.S. needed to go there.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if it, Mark and Mark needed to go to that place. It was just insane.
It was really cool. We need to thank Elmer, like I said again.
You know,
if
the Food Channel doesn't go there. In you know, in like the next couple of months, I'm gonna go grab them and take them there, kicking and screaming.
We're gonna petition the Food Channel.
Petition the Food Channel to go there and do a special on it.
Get Hillbilly.
You know, it's funny. The one place they said, you know, in business since 1999. You know, it's like a whole 6 years. Like it's a big deal. They
wow.
Last 6 years.
Yes.
My God, we're whole. You know, the whole 6 years here.
We still haven't been sued out of existence.
I'm telling you,
it hasn't rotted away yet. It rolled away.
They'll be huge someday.
Those buses, their tires were like on and decaying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't even like, you know, take the tires off and hoist the bus up like they do on, you know, mobile homes or anything. They left them on and they just backed the bus into the building and there you go.
Yeah, you climbed up into it too.
You have to climb in the emergency exit to get into the bus.
And even short guys like myself and Doug, we even whacked our heads
you
on
gotta,
that thing.
Yeah,
and we
you
were
gotta,
like
duck to get in.
It's beyond explanation. There was like, I mean, it was a sensory overload for your eyes because everywhere you looked, there was just piles of stuff everywhere.
And spiders.
Eight tracks. Stacked up everywhere. And I have to say, the staff there was absolutely wonderful to us. I mean,
yeah, they called everyone sir. You know what I'm saying?
They did. How you doing, sir? I'm like...
Yeah, everyone was sir. It's like, yes,
everyone
sir.
Was sir.
No problem, sir. Anything you want.
Hey, they called me sugar lips.
Uh-oh. They wanted you.
Wow.
Well, they were absolutely really cool.
I wonder if that was preferential treatment or if it was the other way around.
They were really nice. They were really nice to us. I mean, I mean, we piled in there, like, what, there was, like, eight or nine of us or something like that, and, I mean, they were just, like, absolutely, like, really friendly and cool, and I asked for another pop, and hey, sir, here you go, have another
You know what they
soda.
Said, though? You have to remember, next time you go in, if you sing the Weenie song by heart,
If you do it, you'll get a free Hillbilly hot dog.
Oh, it is.
Or a scoop of Hershey's ice cream.
Wow. We got the weenies.
You have that whole, it's like in one of the, on the menu.
It's on the menu. Yeah, it's on the menu.
Like Sonny's the weenie man. He owns a weenie stand. He sells the best weenies around. Ding, ding, ding. Here is his weenie wife. She adds the spice. That's right. Hillbilly hot dogs day or night. Ding, ding, ding. Yeehaw. If you can remember that, you get a free Hillbilly hot dog.
Wow. We're doing that next year.
Next year. With the recorders on.
We're putting it on, Matt.
Yeah. With the recorders on, our victory over...
I wonder if we get Chris, the not this Chris or other Chris, but other Chris, who does the music for Ghostly Talk, to do like a background kind of thing.
I probably could do that.
I wonder.
He would do it. He would do it in a heartbeat. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
It's like, okay, listen to the song and then do that and then... And then we're going to take a tape of it, and we're going to sing them all.
And we're
going to
get a free year supply of. We'll like produce a song, like full blown. We'll take it down to Studio A in Dearborn, and like you know, $800 an hour, and like produce the thing, like full blown, like you know, 32 tracks of like weenie songs.
You know, it's funny. This place still is a paranormal research phone, like a radio talk show, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, one of the buses was haunted. I just realized it's been on like an hour. We talked about hot dogs.
The haunted Hillbilly hot dogs we were at. It was supposedly haunted by the ghost of the original owner who died in 1999.
Maybe it was Colonel Sanders. He died.
Yeah. Guys,
Thomas and Colonel Sanders that died there. That's the creepy part.
Guys, it was an absolute ball hanging out with you guys all weekend. We were humbled to hang out with such great people. We really were. It was a good time. I think we all enjoyed ourselves, and we got to learn a bunch of new stuff, especially about hot dogs.
And we all came out of it alive. Which
yeah, actually,
really cool.
I had a blast. We tricked around the TNT area. I had a blast.
That was a whole other part. I don't know if we're going to be able to hit that here tonight, but that
it's been like an hour now, right?
Well, high level, we kind of drove around in circles for about, what, two hours?
Thanks, Havoc.
Yeah, Elmer, what happened with that, man?
Hey, I showed you the TNT area that I know of.
Okay. Because I know we...
In the TNT area that you know of, do they have those bunker things?
Yeah, but they're deeper.
Ah.
Next year. We'll go for the ones next year. Then.
All right. We'll go for the... We'll bring our hiking boots and mountain climbing gear and stuff
waders.
Like that. And waders.
New waders.
And we'll go into Havoc's TNT area next year. But
Havoc's.
This year we just went... Oh, yeah. I have to thank Janine and her bunch because they gave us directions to the one that we actually found.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually found the... What? There's two of them along
two.
The same road. And one of them is locked and all, you know, tight as a drum, and Jimmy Hoffa's in there. And the other one was open, and you just go in, and it's freaky
yeah.
and scary and creepy and...
Echoey.
Echoey. And it's near a bog. I think that's about the only way you can describe this place, a bog.
Mm.
And I expected the creature from the bog to come out of the mist because...
Swamp Thing.
The Swamp Thing. To come out of the mist because it was, like, misty and really, really creepy on the
bog.
Yeah,
that was definitely a creepy scene there.
I mean, you could film an entire horror movie right there in that one, near that one
300
bog.
Feet off the road.
Right. It's just insane.
I can get over how little amount of, I don't know, human presence seemed to have been there.
It
like,
was very pristine.
Yeah, I mean, there's all that stuff in there. There wasn't a lot of beer bottles, beer cans. I mean, if you're in New York, if you had a place like that to party in New York, there'd be, like, you know, a guy at the door charging you.
We did find that snake that was on the one door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a king snake on the front door, kind of like a warning to get in the one that was
locked. There was an actual snake sitting there chilling?
On the door, crawling up the door.
Yeah, up the door. He was, like, 6 feet up the door. I don't know how he got up that high.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he fell down when we were there.
Well, now I wish I wouldn't have fell asleep in the truck. I could have played Steve Irwin for a couple minutes out there. And
danger.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, crikey, she's a beaut. Look at her snap in her face. Oh. Well, now I feel like an idiot. I should have went out there with you guys. I missed the kill.
Yeah, surprised you didn't. I mean, Doug and I went to that first place. We checked out where Elmer first dropped us off, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We went checking in there.
You guys walked back there. By the time we got to the actual TNT
area. That was
just
an asbestos landfill.
Yeah,
it said right on it, danger as best as landfill.
Dive in. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. The water is good. It's pure.
Oh, and then it said on the bottom of the sign, for public use.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everything you want, just can't dig down 2 feet. There's a 2 foot clay cap on top of everything. So it's like,
right.
Party all you want, just don't bring a shovel.
Have a picnic.
Exactly. My feet hurt. Ow.
That was pretty interesting.
A good time was had by all, though. Obviously, a good time was had by all. By the time we got back to the hotel that night, I know I was actually in bed at 11 o'clock and sleeping by 11:15.
Well, you know, when we were now, Janine and her gang, they had been there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went up to some other place, some abandoned something, mm-hmm. and they got busted by the cops. It turns out they did not like actually go to jail. So that was very fortunate. The guy actually understood, and he goes, all right, you can go in, but stay on the first floor.
Okay.
Wow.
So they went in, they did their little thing for a half hour or so, and then they come out, and he was talking to them and stuff. And then they went back, but we had been there and left by that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't get to meet up with them that night. So maybe next year we'll
next
be able to
year,
meet up
maybe.
With them.
It was a
definite. I definitely want to go check more of those places out. It just seems so weird. You're walking through the woods, you'll stumble across this giant steel door.
In the middle of a dome?
A brush.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know.
It's like a dark. Hill, a fake hill, but it looks
like
a
yeah,
like
a man-made berm sort of thing.
Yeah, and there's this door in the middle, or just like right there, and you go in and it's creepy. They could have anything in those locked ones.
I know, so I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, how to get into it, or I'm trying to get a hold of some people that have a fiber optic camera that could run in as a vent inside the door.
Well, if we worked for Roto-Root, oh, never mind.
We can smash ourselves in there, we can get in. I hope the police don't listen to this broadcast.
I think everybody had a great time, though, like I said. It was a great weekend. We all got to hang out and, you know, obviously hang out at the Mothman Fest, talk to some wonderful people. Hopefully we can do it again next year, guys. Hopefully we can.
That's great. Yeah, definitely.
And have more people. We'll have a bigger group this time to come and hang out. And
we'll be up to, like, 3 or 4 cars.
Yeah. We'll get a school bus from Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
Do any of these work?
Yeah, this one run? Fire it up. Let's go. Guys, thank you for coming on the show, though, and talking about this. We really wanted to get this out and talk to people about our weekend last weekend. It was a great time, and hope you guys had a good time also.
Oh, we had a blast.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it was
excellent.
Great.
Excellent. We're going to take a break here, though, because we're going to be talking about something very interesting here in the next segment called the Skinwalkers. And I have no idea, but that sounds kind of cool, don't it?
Like, the Southwestern Skinwalkers, all those guys?
Yeah, you got it. We have another listener, actually. This is a listener who suggested
this. Who emailed this and put it in the
yeah.
forum mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And it was like, wow, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I thought it was a really cool subject. We all talked about it. And so let's try to do this thing. So, guys, thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you guys really soon. Take care of yourselves, and we'll just talk to you guys this week sometime, okay?
Okay.
Take
all
care,
right.
folks.
Take care, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye, everyone.
Man, exhausting, all the stuff that's been going on here lately. I tell
well,
you, dude.
Reliving last weekend.
It's exhausting in its
you.
Own right.
Yeah.
It's exhausting in its own right because we did so much stuff.
It was
weekend.
Amazing.
Will wants to take us away here for a few minutes. We're going to get our man Brandon on the phone here to talk about the Skinwalkers.
www.sidhake.com and you are listening to the Ghostly Talk. And that's the only reason I don't have my boot up your ass.
From the makers of Hooked on Phonics, America's number one learn to read program, and the producers of The Exorcist, comes an all new product for that special young someone in your life who is possessed by Satan. It's Hooked on Demonics. You'll finally be able to translate what your special little possessed one has been trying to tell you for so long.
Here we thought our son had laryngitis. We didn't know what he was saying. We couldn't believe he was actually just possessed by the Dark One.
His soul is mine, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Thanks, Hooked on Demonics.
Well, my daughter had been projectile vomiting green stuff for an entire week. I thought she was just trying to get out of school. You know these kids today. Hooked on Demonic sure worked for us.
Stop wasting money on priests and their unholy hourly rates.
That will be $23,000, my child. And remember, all of God's glory does not accept American Express.
With the low price of $666, there's no need to hesitate. Act now. Order online.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me. Good night, Mother.
Who's the bear? Who's the bear? Who's the bear? Who's the bear? Who's your dad?
My name is Henry Rollins, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk. Touch your friends, touch yourself, but don't touch that dial.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
Pimp the band. Who was the
Crazy lady? Flying Giants.
Crazy Flying Giants.
A band I saw like about 4 years ago. Honestly, I don't even know if they're still around or not. I haven't heard anything from them for so long. But I saw them a couple times.
Like not even an okay, you can play that on Ghostly Talk.
Well, I mean, it's I don't think they, I think they're not even together anymore. I like the album so much. It's such a great record. I actually bought their CD. They just jam hard, and obviously you can hear that.
They're independent.
Independent band.
I like
they're
it.
Complete independent band. They were totally great. And I had their discs still, and I'm like, you know, when we were getting new music up on the server and stuff, and talking to people and whatnot, and I'm like, you know, I really like to get the Crazy Flying Giants up here. This is more of a memoratum to them because I thought they were just a wonderful local band here in Detroit.
Rock on.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool band. Very
this
cool band.
Is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And, of course, we just got off of, what, an hour or so of talking about...
I don't sweat too much during the broadcast, but for some reason, I don't know if you guys can see this. Like,
wow.
Is that nice or what? Like the hardcore salami slices going under my arms? I'm sweating for some reason here.
What's up with that?
We've been working hard today.
Yeah.
We've been working very hard today. It's been a hard day here for
talking
us.
About last weekend and
talking
how much
about
we worked
eating,
last week.
Talking about eating gelatinous globs of hot dogs and stuff. You know, no
it
wonder
was
I'm sweating, for God's sake.
Very
interesting happenings during the break, actually. We had some stuff go down. It was pretty heavy, too. We called up Brandon, who's just kind of sitting dormant right now. And
he's in channel.
He's in channel.
Or something, he,
yeah,
everyone will hear
he's
it.
Just kind of sitting in dormant right now. And, Will started talking to him, and, you know, Will was like, hi, Brandon. And Brandon's like, hi, Will. And Will's like, I really don't want to put you on the spot here, honey, but...
Is that how we talk on the break?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, we're
He's
sweet.
Like, I really don't want to put you on the spot, honey, but I was wondering if you'd like to take my hand and become one of the illustrious GT field reporters for the New Mexico area. And Brandon's like, well, Will, I've always loved you. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, and But we actually, Brandon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Brandon, agreed he'd like to be our GT field reporter for the New Mexico area. It's New Mexico area, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure about that.
Nuevo Mexico.
Nuevo.
And we're not Mexico. We're New Mexico. People always get confused.
I know I do. I was shocked when I was at the border. I stood there for 15 minutes waiting, you know, for a customs agent.
Uh-huh.
But no, oh. None ever came, so I just went into New Mexico.
Did you see any Minutemen?
No Minutemen.
Well, Brandon, you know, seeing that you're going to be our GT fuel reporter now, this kind of changes our discussion just a little bit. What we do with when somebody agrees to be part of the GT field reporter team, we'd like to hear a little bit about you. That's the stuff that you do, the work that you do in the paranormal field. So I hate to put you on the spot again, sweetheart. But, you know,
we're
hey.
On a break. We don't have to be nice anymore.
Okay, so yeah. We want to know what the hell you're talking about. You are a ghost hunter, from what I understand. That's one of the things you do.
Yes, I am quite an amateur ghost hunter. Only been doing it for about a year.
Okay.
I've been researching the paranormal, not necessarily ghost hunting, for about 10 years.
Okay.
Meaning ancient sites, ancient ruins, lots of Indian ruins, caves. We have a lot of ghost towns here in New Mexico. Just there's tons of stuff located in the state that particularly is paranormal, but I research the history more than the hauntings. You know
so
what I
you
mean?
Have the Troy Taylor approach to, well, that's as far as... You know, Troy Taylor's a ghost hunter by trade. And I was actually discussing this with somebody this weekend. You know, he likes to research the history a lot, though, too. He really likes to get into the history of the area he's going to investigate. Sounds like you're into the same sort of thing. Maybe not with ghosts, but the same type of thing.
Yeah, I like, you know, it's really nice to have fact to really know what went on there. And I think that really helps a lot when you're doing the ghost hunting and understanding kind of the situation that happened. You know, if you go into a place not knowing the history, then in my opinion you would be a bit unprepared in a way. Absolutely. That's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, I know the majority of the places we go to, there is always going to be a story behind there of why it's haunted, why the things happen that happen there. There is always a story. I mean, Sean came on last weekend from the Indiana Ghost Trackers and told us about I always screw the name. It's the Farrah House.
The Hannah House.
The Hannah House. See, I did H-A-N-N-A-H. It. I did it again. I did it again, man. I can't remember anything. The Hannah House. And that he told us the whole story behind that of why it's haunted now, because there was an underground railroad going on there that the slaves were burned to death, unfortunately. That's a good example right there of, you know, knowing the history of the area you're going to. In your case, though, Brandon, it sounds like...
Oh, wait, speaking of Hannah House, we're going to be there...
Next weekend.
Friday night.
We're all we're like taking work off for this stuff, dude. We're like
lucky ducks.
Yeah, we're on the road again.
We're going to the Hannah House. We're going to be with Indiana Ghost Trackers, and you know it's all volunteer there, and we're going to be there Friday night for like the whole night.
Yeah,
to be in this haunted mansion for the whole night. So that'll be pretty cool.
It'll be very interesting.
And
is Will going to go?
Yes, he is.
I'll be there. Yep.
Wow, that's going to be scary.
We're going to lock him in the basement.
You're fitting right in, man. You're fitting right in, Brandon. You're right on the ball.
Aren't we we're locking him in the basement with an oil lamp, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes, okay. That's what we agreed to do.
Havoc is our news guy and field reporter from Ohio, and I don't think him and I have said a nice word to each other. And
I don't think anybody said a nice
word. 7 or 8 months.
when it comes to Elmer, you know, there's so much love there. We all know that the love's there, but it's like... Yeah, you don't have anything nice to say to each other, really. It's just, you know, hey, jerk, hey, loser, what's going on?
Much, much worse than that.
Well, yeah. This is a family show.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Well, thank you for making me part of the family.
Well, hey, we're more than happy to. I mean,
don't forget, you have to swing, you know.
Oh, we have to do the
Oh, you really want that to happen, don't you?
Hey, I got to be hardcore. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, so you
really?
Pick me up.
Why? Why would you do something crazy like that?
I thought Doug sounded sexy, so I'm
I see.
I think the same thing myself.
That's all the high-tech vocal processing we have.
Yeah, we have a hamster over here that actually runs the processing unit. And yeah, well, he's on break right now. He's having a cigarette.
And a beer.
It's like the hamster we had. We used to have a hamster that ran the sound card also, the old sound card and the old server we used to use.
Yeah.
And that hamster, we came into work that night.
We had to take it to the emergency.
Yeah, we came into work that night, and he was just passed out on the floor, gasping for air.
This guy's still giving him mouth to mouth.
Yeah, I gave him mouth to mouth, and you know, I enjoy. I mean, I was like, oh my god, you know, what's going on? This isn't working. So the poor hamster passed away.
Clear,
right? Yeah,
we had a 9-volt battery. It was terrible. I'm still traumatized.
All right, silence in the room. Silence in the room. Okay. Silence everywhere. We have to... we need to officially knight Mr. Brandon. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great.
Hit me.
You're too far away. I don't have fists that long. Please speak after me. I state your name.
I state your name.
Okay. Do hereby agree.
Do hereby agree.
To uphold. The ghostly talk principles.
The ghostly talk principles.
To godlike degree.
To godlike degree.
And to worship at the altar of ghostly talk.
And to worship at the altar of ghostly talk.
We gotta get an altar.
With the blood of seven lambs.
With the blood of seven lambs.
Four pigeons.
Four pigeons.
And 12 hamsters.
And 12 hamsters.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching, ching.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
I love you.
I love you.
Doug the sword.
Doug! Oh. Tap, tap.
Congratulations, Brandon. You are now part of the Ghostly Talk Field Reporter crew.
Yay, thank
that
you.
That was the silliest.
It's an honor.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it. I'm starting to get a little more formal.
And tell him what he's won.
Okay. Tell him what he's won, Jack. Brandon, you are now entitled to full rights as a Ghost of Talk Field Reporter, which is nothing. You get nothing. You get to come on the show every once in a while and talk crap with us. How's that sound?
All right. Do I get to shave Will's back?
Oh!
We were thinking about waxing, actually.
Yeah, you do get an email forwarder. And that 3 a.m. phone calls for me. So
yeah, 3 a.m. phone call. And you also are going to have full access to the GT Field Reporter photo album also. So if you want to post photos up there, feel free to do that. I'll actually get your right set up for you tonight. For sure.
Wow.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you actually for wanting to do that. It's really cool to have you on board to help us out with this project we're doing. But now we know a little bit about you. We know what makes Brandon tick. We want to the reason you came out here tonight. Obviously, you actually emailed a while back. I think you
posted a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a while back. I remember getting an email from you myself. It said, "Hey Scott, love the show. I think you're the sexiest man on earth. I would like to talk about something if you're cool with this. The idea of this thing called the Skinwalkers." And I did a little bit of reading on it, and it just totally sparked my interest. I was like, "This is great. We need to try this out." So I cleared it with corporate per usual, because we have to clear all of our guests with corporate now, and they agreed to have you come on the show. So here's the thing, Brandon. We told you this on the break too. It's been kind of hectic around here at the winery. So we pretty much, I'd like to start from the beginning. And no, I don't want to talk about skin first. We're going to make the assumption that we've gotten past the third grade level here. Let's start with what the Skinwalkers what they are.
Okay, well, a Skinwalker is considered by the Native Americans in this area, and it's really this area only, the Rio Grande Valley,
mm-hmm.
which is the home of the Pueblo Indians. I don't know if you guys are familiar. The Navajo tribe, Nambe, the Apaches were real famous.
Okay.
Basically, there's two different ideal specifications that specify what a skinwalker is. There's two different areas that they're considered. Some Indians, Native Americans, consider them men that practice witchcraft, and other tribes believe that they are supernatural beings. And there's a long, 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 long history. It started about in the 1600s when the conquistadors came to New Mexico, and of course the Native Americans didn't really like that a lot. They didn't dig that. So they
But if you read a history book, though, they'll tell you they loved it, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole history of New Mexico is, I would say, not documented to the extent that it should be,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of history,
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of persecution. Of course, the conquistadors came over wanting to endure Christianity, and the Native Americans weren't having that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in retaliation, the medicine men, or what you guys would know as a shaman,
mm-hmm.
Native American shamans, developed their own form of, I guess you would call it, witchcraft.
Okay.
It's not based on the Wicca religion, but a lot of people specify it as like black magic that was brought over by the conquistadors, and the Native Americans twisted it into their own type of, their own spells. It's basically a whole other form of witchcraft that's not existent anywhere else.
And this is Indian witchcraft we're talking about.
Yeah, Native American witchcraft.
Okay.
To this area. It's only in the Rio Grande Valley.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with other tribes, but I do know that the majority of the tribes here have all the same type of religious witchcraft practices. You know what I mean? It's pretty common within this valley, and that's it.
Are there any similarities at all to... Well, I mean, I'm familiar with Wicca style witchcraft, but there's also, Jamaican witchcraft and stuff like that. Is there any
voodoo?
Is there any similarities to any other form of witchcraft?
Well, I have done some research on that, and it seems that at one time when it was brought over to this area, it could have been, but it was twisted out of context, and the Native Americans developed their own rituals and their own practices, and basically, it was all black, or what you guys would think of as black magic. There was no good intended. It was all developed to be just evil and to harm. There was nothing good instilled in any of the practices that were made up by the Indians.
So who did they use it on? I mean, well, first of all,
they were using it against it was originally developed because they despised the white man and the conquistadors,
mm-hmm.
and it was their way to rebel without being directly involved, you know, because the, a lot of the Pueblo Indians weren't fighters. They weren't known to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So their idea was to develop some kind of black magic of sorts to kind of sneak up psychologically or however and corner the people and do harm to them. It was basically a retaliation form of religion.
So, well, witchcraft has a... usually you call forces of nature or forces of deities and other, you know, forces not of your own into, you call upon them to do your bidding or intent. And so what I'm wondering is, what forces does this call upon? Are these demons? Are these nature spirits? What do they call upon?
They practice primarily, there's Native American ideology, I guess you would call it. A lot of the current people that practice this religion practice it around the devil.